get y'all dance steps up. Let's go. We be mobbing.
Keep my ass up. Back block.
All my niggas fellas and we be strapped. And we be on that. Back block.
My ox is killers. They trying to get us, but they ain't sliding through. Who the gills smoke? Back block.
Yeah. We rip them all. Fuck up the club. You know we come from that. Crack block. I'm back on my shit. We see cup seats in the whip. No talking, just eat up the dip. Your man, I don't know who he is. I'm trying to get off and just dip. My pocket be heavy as shit. The rollie sit right on the wrist. I'm a big boy. Slide through the city in them big toys. See the Benz emblem and the Rolls Royce. It's all bulletproof, better slow down. Hold now, before it go down. Why these haters all in my face? I ain't trying to catch the new case.
We be mobbing. I'm mad that he got the Uzi down packed that well. You did that, Wallo. You did that. You did that, Wallo. Yeah, I give you that. That's definitely the Uzi.
We ripped them all and fucked up the club. You know it come from that.
Hey. We do not run from you niggas. Hey, that right there was Mike Knox. Back block. That's a banger, man.
Yeah, for a lot of people that didn't know, I ruled a lot of Mike Knox project. I used to write for him and Gil when I was in jail, too. I'm a writer. For people that don't know, I ain't going to put that out there. But you're now tuned in to $1 million worth of game, man. I'm Wallo 267.
I'm Gilly the King.
Don't call me white girl.
But call a white girl because you look like a white girl when you see her. Don't call her Mona. Call her white girl.
Tony the Tackler. What's up, y'all?
Listen, and this is powered by Barstool Sports. We're going to get straight into one of our first sponsors. A lot of you guys is having problems when it comes to the ladies department, and it's time to get busy. And you can't activate what you need to be activated in order to activate what you're trying to do with the lady. So one thing I like about Roman Swipes is Gil was having some problems with Gina. I gave them to him because they had to test them out. And they worked. What he did was, all he did was open the pack, swiped it on, or just like a little wipe. He wiped it on himself, let it dry. It was party time. He said, man, wow, you saved me, man. He called me. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning one time. I was asleep. I had like 15 missed calls. Oh, man, you brought me back, man. I was out the game. My piece checked out on me, man. My piece been gone, man. I've been lost my piece, man. Bro, you know, this, one thing about the Roman Swipe, what they do is, you know, and you got to go to getroman.com. That's GETROMAN.com/million, right? That's what you got to do. You got to do that. And what you do is you go and get the Roman Swipes. One thing about them, they're small, they're discreet. You can stuff them in your wallet. It's just low key. I'm pretty sure a lot of guys you need probably checked out, but like Gil, because Gil is up in age. And when your piece check out, but you know, his piece checked out on him. A lot of you guys piece checking out, and it's just like, oh man, I can't do nothing. No, listen, man, this is just so easy to use. All you do is take the swipe out the package, you swipe it on, let it dry, and you're good to go. You're good to listen. But once again, what you do is to get the Roman Swipe. I'm talking about, once again, they're discreet. You can put them in your wallet, you can hide them, you can do with everything. And you want to bring that beat back, like Gil brought that beat back because he was out of the game. He's back in the game. Roman put Gil back in the game. Like, just imagine you're a star player. Then all of a sudden, you keep shooting and you just keep hitting air balls. So now they put you on the bench and you deep in the bench. So he was on the bench looking like, oh man, I wish I can get in the game. He keep reminiscing on who he was. He telling the younger players, oh man, I used to be in the game. I was this, that, and third. Roman Swipe put him back in the court. He's back on the court, man. So go to getroman.com/million. And it's just like that.
He out here putting a lot of fucking mustard on my jacket today. Like, I'm going to let you live, though. I'm going to let you live for putting the mustard all on my jacket. Let's get into $1 million worth of game.
Yeah, million.
I want to talk to you youngins, right? Because
it's not just the youngest. Period.
But see, one thing about me, I don't concentrate on the old niggas. I concentrate on the youngins and the youngins that I deal with on a daily basis. You feel what I'm saying? So all the youngins out there, right, learn how to take constructive criticism. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all can be around somebody who got all the knowledge to give you the game of what it's going to take for you to win.
Yep.
And instead of embracing it and listening and then taking that knowledge, y'all turn it into oh, he hating. He, and a lot of times y'all let other people's opinions turn into emotions. Like another motherfucker's opinions, another motherfucker opinion will activate your emotions because a motherfucker tell you, oh no, I don't like that song, or that's just an opinion, bro. But now all of a sudden you let it activate your emotions, you all emotional, oh them niggas be hating on me. And a motherfucker, Wallow bump into a young boy at the gas station. He get his young boy all the game he needed to hear. I guarantee you that young boy left that gas station and called Wallow the old nut ass nigga. I'm just keeping it real with it. Can you explain to them the conversation you had with this youngin' at the gas station, man?
I had a conversation with this one young boy, and he just didn't understand it. He was talking about how he do this music and all that. I'm just giving the game like, listen, youngin', I'm not telling you that you're not good. I'm telling you that the way this game is set up, it's like a couple things you need to be. I'm just telling you, hey, your infrastructure right. It's cool that you rap, and he just was rapping to be rapping out here. Yeah, I'm hot. Everybody say I'm hot around the way. I said, all right, young boy, you got your song. This is how you do it. This is how you get your stuff on iTunes. This is how you get your Linktree. The Linktree link to what's name. Put your YouTube in there. I'm giving him all that. He like, but no, man. Like, I'm hot. Like, you ain't even understand what I'm saying over here. I'm hot. Like, people keep saying I'm hot. I'm like, okay. I'm not talking about you being hot. I understand you saying you hot. And I understand the people that know you say you hot. That's not what I'm talking about. You might be hot. What I'm telling you is I'm giving you the business side of the game because you got to listen, business do business with business. So at the end of the day, when they trying to write these checks to a furniture company, which is a LLC. So they I'm just trying to tell you to get your stuff in order so you can have your infrastructure. And when they see you, they like, damn, all we need to do is just get this nigga some bread. He already on his way. But you telling me you just rap. Do you know how many people just rap? And I'm like, damn, youngin', like, we live in Philly. It's 50,000 niggas that rap.
Facts.
I'm just trying to give you the information so you can separate yourself and you can have your whole front so you can know how to upload, how to get paid for your songs, how to just upload a song anytime you want through right. DistroKid, how to do all this, how to have the link tree, how to have the YouTube right. So you can get your stuff, so you get the monetization for the YouTube, get a certain amount of view. That's all I try to get this boy the whole time. You're like, no, over here, like, that's crazy. I'm trying to like, he was getting emotional. I'm like, oh, young, and I'm just giving you the game. And it's like, damn, you can't even give nobody game. We living in a time now where, as though, you can't say nothing to nobody. You can't give them no opinion. You can't try to enhance their shit. Everybody's whole thing is, if you don't say yes right now, or if you don't agree with what they got going
you
on.
You hating.
Or
they get ultra emotional.
I'm talking about, it's to the point right now where, as though, the most disrespectful, like, it's two things. The most disrespectful thing you could do in the hood now, and especially with the social media, everybody want to be popular, everybody's super emotional, is two things. Number one is don't agree with what they got going on and they feel as though it's the master plan already, even though you might be giving them information to enhance their shit. If you don't, a lot of people, no, man, I'm saying I don't need that. You ain't even, they be tripping about that. And number two, like, you can't even tell nobody. The most disrespectful thing you can say in the black community is no or not right now. I'm doing something. Like, you got motherfuckers out here want you to stop your whole program in order to give attention to what they got going on. Fuck what you doing.
Right.
Just because today they feel like doing something. I want to do something today.
Facts.
I want to do something today. All of a sudden, fuck facts. What you doing. Fuck what you got established. Fuck your whole enterprise and your whole company and what you doing. I need you to do this, then the third. Soon as you say, no, I can't do that right now. I'm on another mission. I'm doing something. Motherfuckers lose their mind. That's like spitting in somebody's face in the black community.
Yeah. Right. And I'm gonna tell y'all like this, man. Respect a nigga brand, man.
Please.
Like, respect a nigga's brand, man. When a motherfucker work hard for their brand and they work hard to build up something for themselves, respect that shit. Like, cause Wallow would tell you, I don't give a fuck who it is. My motherfucking mom called me, yo, Rarty, your little cousin, he just put a clothing company out. Post him up. My little cousin who? Jamar. I don't know that nigga. I'm not posting that shit up just because he my fucking cousin and he did. Then I go to the nigga page, nigga, I one shirt. So respect a nigga brand, man. Because I don't give a fuck of you, my mother, my brother, my father, my sister, my kids, Tootie. Respect a nigga brand, man. And that don't just go for me. That go for everybody out here that work hard to build up their fucking brand, man. Like y'all think that y'all sit back and see a motherfucker build their brand up, and y'all think that shit came easy? And just because you know a motherfucker, they supposed to just look the fuck out for you. A nigga who ain't sat around, ain't built shit up. It ain't like you meeting a nigga halfway. You got a hustle going on. You got proof of
concept.
A concept that you got a hustle going on. No. Oh, I just started my t-shirt company today. Post me up. Get the fuck out of here, man. Respect a motherfucker hustle, man. Respect a nigga grind, man. Because when you finally decide to put the fucking work in and get your own fucking brand that you put hundreds and thousands of fucking hours and fucking days in building your shit up, you gonna want a motherfucker to respect your shit. Thanks. Sorry, got a little bit personal with
me. No, I like that.
No, I feel the same way. People come to my DM all the time. Throw this up, post this up. I make money promoting shit. It's not, and not only that, I don't promote just anything. Like, I don't just promote whatever you have for sale. You gotta have something that's worth to me promoting, because I want the people to be able to trust what I'm saying. Oh, you should try this out. So yeah, I want to try your product out, and you have to pay me to do that, to try it and post it. And I don't owe you nothing. I don't owe you shit. And it really feels like that. Like, it's just lazy. Like, a lot of y'all just sit home, you jealous of what other people have, and then the first chance you get, you try to throw some money into something, and then you end up with a box of shit in your basement because you're not pushing it, you're not putting the effort in to really to market it. And like, how do you have a clothing line and you don't think you're going to pay for advertisement or pay for promotion? Like, how the fuck is that not in your plans? And it's like, I have people really, like, real deal, like, no, my shit is fire. And that's why you should, like, no, that's not how shit works. And if that's your baby, put some fucking effort into your investment. Like, really push that shit. Make that shit day and night. Other than that, what was the point?
Because I don't owe you shit. People don't know about it. The business don't exist.
Period. Right? It's like, a lot of y'all think that. And it's at the end of the debate, it always is, oh, yeah, y'all take social media too serious. You got it, sis. You take this Instagram shit too serious. Instagram pay the bills, okay?
Tell them again.
Instagram pay the bills. It's big money on Instagram.
But that's how they try to downplay your shit.
Ain't it funny?
You come to me because you want me to post your shit. Uh-huh. But when I tell you I need a check, now...
It ain't that deep.
You the victim. It ain't even that deep, sis. You take Instagram too deep. Like, no, nigga. Bitch, you not taking your clothing line deep enough.
At all.
Facts.
At all.
You thought because, oh, you came out with a clothing line and you got a little fat ass on you and your titties sitting all up on the fence, puppies trying to hop the gate, and you got your little pretty little face with your little hair coming down. You thought the nigga was going to post you negative, bitch. Don't give a fuck about none of that.
Fact.
I got two at the crib. Don't give a fuck about none of that. Another nigga going to throw a sausage in your mouth.
It's not that deep.
I ain't throwing this sausage in your fucking mouth. So how the fuck do I benefit? Let me tell you something. I show a lot of niggas love on the strength. You know why? Because that's what God placed on my heart at that motherfucking time.
Right.
And they wasn't asking for no
love. And
it was
your choice.
They wasn't asking for no love. That shit was genuine. Right. They was just sitting there. I might have been busting it up with a young nigga. He tell me his motherfucking situation, but he ain't asking for no love.
Right.
We just talking. You can see the genuine shit in him. And then I just say, you know what, youngin', I want to bless you. I don't want to stress you. I want to bless you, nigga. Let's get it. Speak but on. That's because that's what God put on my heart that day. Ain't no motherfucker ever going to jump in my DM and think they going to put some pressure on a nigga. Post that up for me.
Okay.
Old head, jump off the bridge, nigga. And if you live, when you go through the school kill, when it take you all down, then I post your shit up.
Yep.
All right. But until then, nigga, fuck, you can get the fuck out of here, man. I post up what I want to post up, man. Yeah. Send me your shit and say, OG, check me out. tell me if my shit hot or not. Then you might see yourself in my top nine. Damn, shout out to this young boy, but you ain't going to get me with the throw me up, old head. No.
How about when they try to hit you with the positive shit? Well, I know that you, you know,
I know you be looking out for the young niggas. Yeah, I look out for young niggas that I want to look out for.
You know what I mean? That's like a lot of niggas try to do the wallow. They try to run up in your DM and be like, oh, I see you talking about black people, sister. This is all positive. These t-shirts, this is positive. This one say Black Lives Matter. Well, who fucking gets the money after you sell the t-shirt, nigga? You. Like, it's not going to an organization. You asking for a favor because it's a positive message. It's still your money. It's your check. What are you talking about? And it's crazy because it's mostly men. Women come correct to my DM, Cash App ready all the time on a regular basis.
It's important that people understand, invest in your business.
Yeah.
A lot of entrepreneurs right now, they want to take shortcuts. But the number one thing you can do to get your return is to invest in people that already got a brand. They got a trusted audience, you know. When people have a trusted audience, you got your product, and you gotta be ready. Like we always talk about, be ready to catch that alley oop when somebody puts you there.
Yeah, I be talking
too.
About having infrastructure in play. But my whole thing is this: if you're out there and you're starting a business, make sure you having a marketing budget when you're starting a business. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a part of the business.
Yes.
It ain't the part of, I know so and so, so and so, so and so, so and so, because you might know these people, but they get paid to advertise shit.
You're like, banking your business on a favor.
I don't even talk about numbers, but if motherfuckers knew with Instagram, like, my Instagram business is bigger than businesses.
They get money.
Big businesses that you see out here. This is a business.
Money.
Like, this shit is really
heavy,
a business.
Like, I need a little bit of money.
Like, I ain't. Money.
I mean, them niggas seen Lil Boosie. Mark, man, turn my shit on, man.
Yeah.
I got drops and shit I got to do, man.
Yeah,
if I fucked up, man, I'm sorry, man.
Yes.
For real, man.
Back, Zuckerberg.
Give me my shit back, man.
I got people shit I got to post,
hey,
man.
Hey, look, you lose your IG, you fucked over.
And look, Boosie's are somebody that was in the street. So he seen money, street money, entertainment money, Instagram money, real money. Y'all think it's a fucking
game. I'm talking
game.
About Instagram so much
crazy.
Of this shit. I'm going to just say this, not to say this, but me and Gil got people at Instagram. Like, we really, like, this ain't no, we just.
Can y'all help me get a blue check?
No, we don't do small shit like that, but we got people
that
respect us in the,
fuck
in the building.
But wait, you know, hold on, wait. We might don't get you a blue check, but we can get you a new check.
I'm with it.
New check.
Goddamn.
Listen,
oh yeah,
that money for real though. Seriously, that Instagram money. Y'all can throw y'all little jabs and shit, but a lot of y'all chasing. That's why it's just better if you just really, really look into what you're doing before you get into it.
Right.
Like, research what you're doing. Then you would know you need a marketing budget. You would already
like,
know.
I'm gonna just put it like this: on a small end, you supposed to get. This is a small end for like people that's like probably ain't got the engagement. Engagement count on another level. Me and Gil got some crazy engagement. I would say this on a small end. You supposed to get $1,000 per 100,000 followers on a small, and that's like small shit. Think about that. $1,000. So when you're looking at dudes with these big numbers, million followers, half a million, people are getting serious for one post. That's one post.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be mindful when you step into somebody talking about some this and they getting business and somebody just, you know, and I understand everybody doing their thing, but a motherfucker got 600,000 followers. Somebody just gave him $6,000 to put one fucking post up there for 24 hours, and you coming to them, man, you on some nut shit? No, like, this they business
for real.
And you can't have the brand fucked up.
Right.
Now you got people like me and Gil that look out. All right, be thankful, but don't nobody owe you shit because at the end of the day, I remember one day Gil sitting in the crazy stand. Wow, you looked out for, you know. I remember one time, I was making money off of selling my t-shirts.
But you weren't making money off Instagram.
Listen, because I was, there's no bullshit. I was living, and Gil said some deep shit one time. This one, I was first came home, I'm living with Nanny.
I told you enough was enough.
I probably did about 365 fucking commercials for people, threw people up, threw rappers up, threw it, boom, 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 everybody. I'm talking about did everything, all type of shit. Gil said some shit to me one time. He said, damn, Lo, you know, boom, boom, boom. I said, okay, you right. The first commercial, I made $500 for 1 minute. I made $500. Like 2 weeks later, I got $750, and I just keep running. I'm talking about, I wasn't even home 6 months. So Instagram, like a lot of people just, and then after that, I'm talking about, I wasn't home 8 months. I was in the thousands. Because nobody was doing it like that.
At the end of the day, too, he put the work in.
Put the work in. Build the brand.
Mm-hmm. He put the work in. So let's get into our second sponsor, man. Daddy's.
Daddy. You can shake it. You can shake. Shake. Shake, shake, shake. Ah, I got the baby in the cup. Uh-huh. Put it in the cup. Storage it up.
Hey, listen.
Game time.
One in seven couples experience infertility. Men are responsible for half of all known infertility cases. 1 in 10 men are infantile. Daddies is here to normalize the conversation around men reproductive health. We want to make the process of fertility testing and sperm banking as comfortable, convenient, cost effective as possible. No longer do you have to travel to a sperm bank, masturbate in an uncomfortable room, and wait weeks to receive results. Daddy has developed a high tech at home sperm collection kit. Bam! There you go. Look at that.
Drop the cup. You drop the lid. Yeah. But you shake and bake up in here.
Yeah,
listen,
you shake and bake up in here.
This joint is a safe. Look at this.
Yeah.
This is a fucking safe.
That's a safe for your babies.
Yeah, hey baby. my son. I got my son. Let me put my son. Let me make sure he's safe. Yep. Wham! Put him right up in there. Yep. He's safe. He's
baby
protected.
Safe.
This is like a baby daycare.
Yeah. Or that's like well, for rich kids. Like
Look,
like
bank,
like,
put him up in here.
That's like for rich kids, like Kanye West kids, Northwest and all Look, that. It's like the security.
You lock it. Listen, he put the
that's
security
like
on
security
it.
Security right
Send
there.
It right back to the lab. The lab frees your stuff. Hold it. So whenever you ready. And because you never know, your piece might go out. Like Gil, piece went out, and I don't, you know, I mean, his piece went out on him. And
bro, you keep talking about my piece went out.
I'm just saying, if you don't want your sperm count to go down, so you while you now you young, you strong, you doing it. You shake the dice, throw it up in here, and then you protect it. So you go from okay, let me put my baby in here. Okay, let me get somebody to watch my baby daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Bang! This joint is like semen daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Put the joint on there. Wham! Lock it.
Absolutely.
Send it to them, and they hold it.
And daddy has develop a high tech, which you know, kit right there, which allows tests and to store your sperm all without leaving the comfort of your own home, and you get the results in 24 hours. These services usually cost $1,000 to a sperm bank.
Yes.
Not with daddy's. Nope. Home kit, $199. Let you store all your kids right in there. Whip. They cool, safe. They at the daycare.
Yep.
Wham. They cool. Off the market. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Just waiting on you.
I bring you home from daycare when I'm ready.
Yep. There you go. And at the end of the day, because daddy is huge fans of Barstool Sports, anybody that's listening to our podcast, and you go to daddyskit.com, DADIKIT.com, and you insert the code GAME50 at checkout to order your kit today, you'll receive $50 off. Go get with daddy. Save the kids. Let's get into talking about people knowing what they bring to the table and knowing what role to play.
I'm going to say this. You got to know your strengths and respect your weaknesses. And when you're a team player, like me, I'm the type of guy that when I play basketball,
people. And what does team mean?
Together, each achieve more.
Okay.
One thing, I'm the type of guy like this. A lot of people say my game is sort of like Dennis Rodman, Bill Laimbeer. I grab rebounds and foul people.
You're a bum.
No, I'm not. I'm not no
you
fucking bum.
I dropped
me
you
red.
Off though.
I ain't worried about that. I don't count. You old people. I took it nice on you. And listen,
basketball?
Listen. Yeah, I play basketball. Everybody know I play basketball. Fuck you,
him
man.
And Gilly. I beat him and Gilly.
But this is the old twist.
Yeah, beat both of them.
He's lying.
No,
but this is the old twist. He's a fucking football player on the basketball court.
Right.
But that's an attorney to tackle. Look at his name. He was tackling us out there, fouling and shit and everything. But listen, one thing about me is this: like a lot of people, you know what they were saying, like from seeing the video, it was like. I'm sort of like Reggie Miller and Ray Allen.
Fuck
out
of here.
They really do.
They say,
really
nigga, you're like fucking Stanley fucking Roberts.
A lot of people.
That's
a lot of people say my game.
Said.
So what happened is, this is what happened. Peep game. So when you're a team player, you got to know your fucking role. See, everybody, we're living in an Instagram where though everybody got to be the star. No, you could be a part of the journey with the star. You still part of the team. When the team win, you win.
Right.
But a lot of people be saying, oh, no, I just want to take from the table. All right, what you bringing for the table? Like I keep telling people, dudes always, I run into dudes, you know, whatever artists, whatever fashion designer, whatever, and they'll pull up on me. They got 2-3 people with them. They're like, yeah, I got to get a cameraman. I got to get this. I said, your homie right there, the cameraman. Yeah, the homie right here, he the DJ. Him right here, he this fucking security. Everybody right there, this is your assistant. You got 15 people with you, but everybody too cool to really help the team. Mm-hmm. They just want to take from the fucking table. All right, so what you bring into the table? You pulled up to the table. It already got the silverware. Your homie, he got the fish. He got the chicken. He got the baked macaroni and cheese. He got everything. You ain't bring shit to the table. You taking from the table, though.
Right.
Fuck.
And I'm going to say this, man. If you got niggas around you and they don't support what you got going on, love them niggas from a distance, man. Because if I'm around him every day and I don't support what he got going on, I don't believe what he got going on, there's no way I can feed him. There's no way I can feed him positive energy. There's no way I can feed him positive energy if I don't believe in what he got going on. And energy is everything.
Yep.
You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to love a motherfucker from a distance. The best thing you can do in life is get the just in case niggas away from
you. Just in case if you make it, I want to be around. Just in case. They really not around, but they hold things like, damn, it's just in case this motherfucker pop, I want to be a part of the party.
How can you tell who those people are?
They show you. They give you signs. Pay attention to the signs.
Tell me.
Okay. Prime example. If you got, say if you a rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got all these niggas that be with you every day. They come to the studio. But then your album come out and the picture on their Avi, it ain't your album cover. It's them standing on the block like this. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? If you for the cause, why you want to make your man picture, whole team picture got to be the Avi.
Right.
The whole team picture got to, this is a movement. People believe in movements.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You feel what I'm saying to him? You over here with the hiccup like an old ass wino. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. You drinking Rod Black and Miles rooms.
Fucking with your lungs.
No, that was them 40s. She drank 40s on the low. I ain't gonna put it out the air with 2 11s and hurricanes.
I don't drink at all.
She drank hurricanes like too.
Shout out to E-40. You were making a good point.
Hurricane.
You fucked it all up.
No, I'm just saying because you look like an OE killer.
I had a little hiccup.
So, what was I saying though?
You were saying that the whole team.
So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, as a person, you know when your homies fuck with you. You know when your homies, there's a feeling. You know when your homies support you. You know a motherfucker who genuinely got love for you, who genuinely want to see you win. And a lot of times, these niggas hang with him and they know this nigga don't really want to see me win 100%. He don't believe him and they still hang with the nigga.
Right.
See, me, I'm in the slicing and dicing. I cut niggas off. I hand niggas the rope, let them hang themselves.
Mm.
I hand niggas the shovel, let them dig the grave. I just push a motherfucker in it.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? So the faster you learn that in life, the better you'll be off in life, man. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Because a just in case nigga today is going to be a just in case nigga tomorrow. But he just got different motives.
Mm-hmm.
Because you winning, so now, but then as soon as you go back to losing, you're going to jump right back off the boat. That's how these niggas is.
That's real.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Real. So let's get into our third sponsor, man. CBDMD.
Yeah.
Right? As a leader in the CBD industry, CBDMD is committed to providing high quality THC-free CBD oils. Whether you're gunning for a race and an Olympic gold medal, you need to stay at the top of your game. And with so many world-class professional athletes turning to CBDMD, you can sure you're getting the safest and cleanest product on the market, from tinctures to topical to bath bombs and even pet products. They've got something for everyone. To make it easier to discover the potential of CBD for yourself, CBDMD offering all of our listeners 25% off your purchase when you use the promo code GAME. Once again, CBDMD, promo code GAME for 25% off your order of premium CBD oils products from CBDMD. So, man, shout out to C. You know I got all the CBD at the crib, man. If you got back pain, they got soaps, they got lotions, they got oils, they got everything, man. And CBD, if you don't know, is the wave of the future, man. So when y'all get a chance, man, go on CBDMD.com and check it out. Make sure you use the promo code GAME to receive 25% off. CBD is the wave. You don't want to go anywhere but CBDMD, trust me. Right. Let's get into this is going to be a good one, man. Top 10 New York songs of all time.
Annie Up. Kidnap That.
Annie Up. I don't know if
Smack That.
I don't know if Annie Up is in there. I know Biggie One More Chance is in there.
Okay. Absolutely.
How's Annie Up not on there?
No.
All right, this is how I'm going to go.
Are y'all crazy?
Dougie Fresh, the show.
Come on.
No, no, I'm
that
saying,
is that is.
You talking about an all time 10?
Right, Mobb Deep, Shook Ones,
Wu-Tang Clan, Protect Your Neck.
No.
Yes, the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, we got to know. We got slots for Nas and slots for Jay. They both going in there. A Hard Knock Life.
Hard Knock Life.
No. Jay.
You what? Fucking.
I disagree with everything y'all.
You're
saying.
A fucking hater. Nas.
If I Rule the World.
No.
It's
no,
definitely
no.
If I Rule the World. That's the one. Yes, duh.
Bro. That's not, yo.
If I Rule the World.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love them, love all right. them, baby.
You can give Nas that.
Cream.
No.
No.
I would throw Wu in there two times. But it's
no.
No. All right, here no, you no, go. No. Here you go. DMX, Get At Me, Dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally, y'all talking exactly. about some 50 shit.
50 Cent in the club.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would have said Many Men, not
no,
in the club.
No, we're not. We're not going. That sold 10 million.
Are we talking about singles? Okay.
What about? What
we
about?
Ain't about singles. We just talk about.
What about Ja Rule? Holla, holla.
Holla, no, no, holla. No, not that one. It's not that one. It's a singing joint. It's one of his singing joints.
Where would I be without you?
Yeah.
I'm tired of being lonely.
Up. That's it.
He had, well, he definitely had, Ja Rule had hits. We definitely got Ja Rule in there.
Bobby fucking Shmurda.
You got put Juicy in there.
No.
Because Bobby Shmurda.
We don't want to double back, and there's so many people, because I'm from, you know, I'm a hip-hop historian, so.
We're not going to put Bobby Shmurda on the list.
What about Paid in Full?
No.
What are we talking about?
Hey, you got to put Paid in Full in there, bro.
This is ridiculous. Bobby Shmurda on the list?
You
got to
put Paid in Full in there, dog.
Public Enemy got going there.
Damn.
Yeah, y'all suck.
Public Enemy from New York?
Yeah, Tribe Called Quest.
Oh shit!
First of all, no. Okay,
no, not no fucking Tribe Called Quest.
Bobby Shmurda is on the list.
No, Bobby Shmurda ain't on the fucking list.
But there's so many songs.
Free Bobby Shmurda.
Snapping them comments.
Man, I don't give a fuck with no.
Listen, computers and
Let me ask you a question.
Just caught up body about a week ago. The nigga got a deal off of YouTube. Free the Shmurdas.
Free Bobby Shmurda.
That's not what we're saying. But that's a huge
hits of all time.
Bobby Shmurda.
You want to fuck Bobby. I'm going to let you get Bobby some vicious brains.
Like, they just...
Now, hold up. This is why it's hard. Me being a universally, internationally known, locally accepted respected hip-hop historian.
Who gave you that title? Who in the world said that about you?
Who fucking
about
gave you that title?
Sway
you
said always, that.
No.
Sway didn't say that shit.
Sway told me and Sway was having a conversation. He told me that.
Fucking lying, putting smut on Sway's name.
You ain't got the answers.
You ain't see that picture I took with Q-Tip one time? That's like credentials.
Hey, dog, we ain't say the locks.
Oh, exactly. The list sucks.
Voila!
Exactly.
Listen, all right, you got the locks.
DMX should be on the list twice.
Wait, hold on.
You got the locks?
No, wait. You got Biggie, One More Chance. No, hold on. You got Biggie, One More Chance, right? You got... Wait, fuck that. Hold on. Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
It's from New York.
Come on, but they not...
LL, Rock the Bells.
No. Why are we so far back? Man?
Fuck you, man. I'm a hip hop. Because you gotta understand.
Hold up.
White girl. One thing.
That was the foundation.
Hold up. Give. Y'all not qualified to answer this. White girl.
Why are you hollering?
I'm going to be penalized because I'm a part of. I'm a historian. You don't.
You're not
a
historian.
I got to mention.
You're going to be penalized.
I said penalized. He's a fucking smut. You got to say dudes like LL. That's why I said Dougie Fresh, the show legendary. You got Slick Rick.
Okay, but the whole list can't be old niggas.
I can't. Yo, we not forgetting about them. Fuck is you talking about?
All right, well, that's the problem. Is nobody new on there? No. Nothing new.
No, because this music is forgettable.
A lot of music is forgettable. I ain't trying to knock nobody, but a lot
That's
of times
knocking everybody.
Okay, no, it's not.
A lot of motherfuckers, you're not going to remember their music in 2 years.
Okay. No disrespect. Right. Tell me one rapper, right, of the new era. Right.
And Lean Back was my shit too.
No. Disrespect. Tell me one rapper from the new era who put a song out last year that we listening to this year.
Some people make forgettable music. She stuck.
There's no way I can answer that question. Mm-mm. Young Thug.
Can I just say something? We gonna listen to Dear Mama forever. Burn down 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 down
boom boom. Get at me, dog. Burn down 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 down. Burn down 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 down
down. Boom boom. I ain't mad at you.
If I listen to
you, gonna listen to Dear Mama. I ain't mad. All you gotta do is turn on any old school station right now. That shit gonna be on it. You know what else is gonna
any
be on it?
Old school station.
You know why? Because in order to make it 20 years, it had to be a hell of a motherfucking hit when it was out.
Okay.
Yeah, I just asked you to tell me one record that came out last year that you're still listening to this fucking year, and you couldn't fucking do it.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Give me a second. Okay.
All right, listen. These people that got a song in there, they got to have a song in there. Jay-Z, Biggie, Nas, Wu-Tang, DMX, 50 Cent, Ja Rule.
I don't think Wu-Tang got to be on the list.
You out your fucking... Don't disrespect my knowledge.
Because y'all said don't it was disrespect numbers. Is it numbers or not?
No, you're
is
disrespecting my certificate.
Wait.
Is it numbers or not?
Wu-Tang sold a quadrillion records.
Okay, so what
where the fuck was you at?
You're disrespecting my history.
Second grade.
Where was you at?
You know what I like? You're All I Need. Method Man, Mary J. Blige.
That's like these young niggas that say LeBron can fuck with Jordan. Where the fuck was y'all with that? Oh, I was in my daddy nuts when Jordan was giving out Jordan 63 in Boston.
Because shut the fuck up. When we played ball back then, it was different from now. Like, I keep telling y'all, when we all played ball back then.
You?
No, I played ball.
What Mike, the fuck is you talking me. About? Because I already.
Mike as in Jordan.
You, I already
then
dropped you.
You
off, bro.
Yeah, no, because. See, let me just explain this something to the young boys.
Well,
young
shut
boys.
Up.
Let me say something, y'all. When I mention my name with Mike and all that, I'm talking about back in the day when we played ball.
You played ball with Michael Jordan.
It's not about playing Mike. I played in the same time he was playing. He was playing in Chicago.
In Chicago,
I
was you was playing in North Philly.
Playgrounds in North Philly. So we played similar
Alignment,
games.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Alignment.
So
that makes sense.
We played for real. Like, you could foul a nigga and nothing happened. Like, you breathe on a fucking nigga. Like, these dudes play soft now. I keep telling y'all.
Play like pussies.
They could, listen, none of them, Bill Lambert would have, these dudes would have been going to the emergency room. They was going to the emergency
room. All right, man. I can't sit here and listen to this nigga talk about fucking him playing basketball with
what? I play basketball. You fucking hate. You niggas be hating on my game. But listen,
you play a lot of pocket ball. I heard up the pen.
Yeah, all right, whatever. But listen, we got DMX in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z is in there.
DMX, Get At Me, Dog.
All right.
Jay-Z,
Hard Knock Life.
Hard Knock Life. Biggie Smalls, One More Chance.
All right.
Nas, If I Rule the World.
Bet. Wu-Tang, Protect Your Neck.
Wu-Tang, Protect Your Neck.
Mm-mm-mm. Dougie Fresh, the show.
Dougie Fresh,
no,
the show.
No, fuck that. We're not even going to disrespect New York. You can't come up with 10. You can't come up with 10 songs. You can't.
And I say any up and they dismiss
Mobb Deep Shook One.
They from Brooklyn.
Mobb Deep Shook Ones.
You can't come. Listen, I love Lean Back, too. That was my shit. That was my shit.
See, y'all never could come. I came up with my 10. Fuck with
you. You ain't come up with no fucking 10.
Yes,
you can't
I
come
just
up with
told,
no 10.
I just told
you. You come up with 10, you disrespecting some legends.
I don't give a fuck.
And I'm not. I can't.
Cheating by putting Tupac on this.
This the 10. Biggie, One More Chance. Motherfucking Tupac, any fucking song you want. Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life. Wu-Tang Clan, Protect Your Neck.
Dougie Fresh, the show.
I do
Dougie
like Fresh, Wu-Tang Clan, but the show, start talking shit right? In the comments.
Mobb Deep, Shook Ones.
36 Chambers.
Nobody can come up with 10
of
this.
I listened to it. I did. I like Nas. My favorite one.
Give LL Rock the Bells.
Come on.
Eric B. Rock M.
Juvie.
Oh, what the fuck?
Juvie.
Eric B. Rock M is official.
Ja Rule.
Yeah, that
and Ja Rule. That's my
tip. No, he's a fucking nut. You fucking the whole joint, Gil. All
right, let me. Hey, hey.
I like
hey.
Big Daddy Kane, though.
Let us give y'all some game, right? Because so many motherfuckers be in my DM like, you know, and I don't be really having time to hit y'all back about starting a podcast. Let me just let y'all know, right? Because everybody just think it's sweet. They just going to start a podcast. They just going. I just want y'all to know, and it's, y'all can do it. I just want you to know what you up against. Just understand it's like 600,000 podcasts on Apple alone. I know what we do. We make that shit look 500,000. Easy. 500,000, right?
And it's over a million shows on Spotify.
But it's not easy. We didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, we going to do a podcast, and it just worked. I've been doing $1 million worth of games since 2012. That's called putting a lot of legwork in. That was 5 years before Wallow even came home from jail. That's called putting a lot of legwork in. So for everybody who's sitting back and you got the ideas and you just think, oh, I'm going to start my podcast, but you ain't got no audience. You ain't putting no legwork in. You just looking from, like, it's tinted windows on this limo, man. Mm-hmm. Where motherfuckers can see out and you can't see in, man. You trying to see in and you think you don't know what, you don't know what's around, what's in that motherfucking limo. So all of y'all with these great ideas, oh, I'm going to start my podcast. I'm going to start my podcast. I'm gonna, don't think that shit just going to blow up for you.
You got to stay down. And sometimes you might have to, sometimes you might have to get in a position where it's, though, the most important thing is, I'm going to give y'all some tips. The most important things is an audience. If you already got an audience, you got a movement, that's cool. But if you don't have an audience, I'm not saying you can't make nothing happen. Everything is possible. It's going to be hard to even get, to even chart. Like, people be trying to chart. That shit going to be hard. Because number one, we had, let me give you the game about us. When we came out, within 7 hours from the, from the, when we dropped April, I was in Utah. I'll never forget, because I was watching the charts. Within 7 hours we dropped, we was number 11 in comedy. And then within less than 16 hours, we was number 4 out of the top 500,000 podcasts on Apple. We was number 4. And we was number 2. And that's in all categories. And we was number 2 in comedy, right under Joe Rogan. So what I'm saying is that we had, we had the people that wanted that for us and was ready for it. I'm not discouraged and telling nobody not to do it, but I'm going to give y'all some tips on the things that we utilize infrastructure-wise. Number one, we ran our podcast through Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is an independent distributor that you pay a couple of dollars for. Buzzsprout gets your shit on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Sketcher, I think I'm saying the name right, Sketcher, Google, everywhere. It gets your shit everywhere, and it gives you a bunch of data. And I'm talking about the audio part. See, the most important part is the audio. That's how you sell ads and all that stuff. You know, you got YouTube too, right? You got Buzzsprout, you got YouTube, you got Linktree. And I'm going to tell you why these three is important.
Talk to them.
These three is important because you want your visual. If you want a visual of your podcast, and you can shoot it whatever. If you got an iPhone, you can shoot it whatever. If you can afford these type of mics, you know what I mean? You can shoot, you know, these Shure mics or whatever. You know what I mean? The Zoom or whatever, the Rode Podmaster, Podcaster, whatever. Mm-hmm. There is different shit, different mics, whatever. But some people could just shoot it on their iPhone, shoot the audio, whatever. Now, this is why Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout, like I said, it gets your shit to all these platforms. It gets you all over the place, all that type of stuff, right? Now, YouTube is important because people want to see the visual. You got people that want to see the visual, and you got people that want to see, hear the audio. Some people like to drive, some people, well, whatever. But you need a Linktree. Linktree is important because Linktree is where, as though, a person could just have that one link that you can sit around, your link in bio, your link, whatever, you can have it on your swipe if you got more than 10,000 followers on Instagram. But the Linktree is very important because on the Linktree, you got people that got different platforms. They say, like, if I'm not mistaken, like 75% of Android users is black people. That's what correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people got Android, so some people need to hear it on a different platform. Some people might, like, a lot of people don't have Apple to hear it on Apple. Some people might listen to it on Spotify, or Google Play, whatever they might listen to it. So when you have your Linktree in, inside your Linktree is you can put all the links of the things you got. You can have your website in there. You can have your merch in there. You can have your podcast to Apple, your podcast to Spotify, your podcast to Google, your podcast to Stitcher, the visual podcast to YouTube. You can put it in all these different things. So don't be discouraged. Do your thing, but make sure you got your infrastructure right and make sure you really can see your downloads. That's why I say running through Buzzsprout. When we was running our stuff through Buzzsprout, we seen people all over, no matter where you was at. If you was in a small town in Michigan State, if you was in a small town in Maine, we saw every town and how many people was listening to it, how many plays we got, how many listens. We seen all that shit. Every week I was sending numbers around. And I would show, damn, we did this. We did 50,000. We did this. And we was part of the 1% of podcasts out here that do over 50,000 downloads. We was only part of 1%. So a lot of people, they just think, oh, it's sweet. I'm going to do. It's not sweet.
And me telling you this is not to discourage you.
No, sir.
It's just me telling you this to let you know what you up against. Yeah. It's like me telling a young nigga that want to rap. Like, you got to understand, it's 50,000 rappers in every city in America. So,
but no, in this industry,
just know what you up against.
In this industry that we in, Gildo, there's more podcasts than there's rappers in the industry. Like, there's more podcasts probably out here than rappers in the industry. You think it's more rappers?
Absolutely.
You think it's more than
500,000 rappers in Philly, man?
Damn, yeah.
I mean, I know niggas' moms that rap. You know, I'm putting an album out. What it's called, old ass city. Bitch.
Everywhere.
Every city. You city.
It just feel like in Philly, everybody got a rapper, poetry, a singer, something in right. Philly. Like,
nigga, mom dang. Came to me, told me she put the motherfucking
I believe
OAB it. Album out, old ass bitch.
Yeah, I believe it.
She older than a motherfucker. The motherfucker missing teeth all over here. Told me she rap, bitch. If you don't cut it the fuck out.
You know what? And I'm gonna say something about music. I'm gonna say something about music. When I went and got Gil, and I, you know, just to bring this up, when I went and got Gil and took him to the studio when I was first managing him, I was your manager. I took you to the studio. I went and got the logos done. You was not doing
you were the CEO of the Figures, correct?
I was a founder, you know what I mean?
They see all your name and you was my manager. Like, Wallow.
That was just nuts. I was his manager. But a lot of dudes don't know
work.
I'm in.
I'll give you money. Go get the logo done.
Get the fuck out of here.
You missed all the fun. That must have sucked.
But listen, let me explain something to y'all that's very important.
He ain't get
what
no
was so great
lost
about
virginity in jail.
You ain't even get to fuck no bitches on the major finger tip.
Guard named Bernard gave him some vicious brains. First time he ever.
But listen, this was so good about me and Gil. When me and Gil started our thing, we wasn't trying to be like nobody else in Philly. Young Boys. This one, like, probably was like, 15 different rap people in Philly, and it was mostly groups. This before rap, this one rap was looking at, like, you a nut ass nigga, you was rapping. That was like nut shit. Mm-hmm. I convinced him, like, come on, cuz, we got it. We gonna get some money. I'm listening to Master P. I got his shit. I know he doing independent. I'm like, we gonna get this money. So what happened is, me and Gil said, oh, damn, well, we cool, cuz we wasn't rapping like nobody else. Our whole rap was fly nigga rap. Mm-hmm. And a lot of niggas wasn't doing that in Philly at the time in the way that we was doing. The people was rapping, but they was rapping like, the real hip-hop way. I flip shit like an acrobat. You know, it's no, my shit is fat. That type of rap shit. I'm out of space and a place and a rate. That type
what
of rap.
What you was talking about? What was my first rap when I went to the studio?
I told him, get Much Lou, Polo Suit, Lexus, Cooper, the whole 13th Street, Money, Green, Gator Boots, spotting Young Boys, O's, to buy gear for they hoes. Got a little mob made up, a little wild lows, trying to get mad cash. Young Boys growing up too fast. The boys on the show. I was talking that shit.
So what did I say?
You said some shit, dumb ones for dumb ones, slugs for bugs. I only roll with thugs and thugettes. That's my motto, motherfucker, my bottle. Back in 88, I used to rock Vlados. Now I empty mo bottles. Dog bitches in the back of a Volvo. Me and Wallow. Slug to a near nigga wobble. Gilly the kid, there's no other. My trigger finger itchy like war covers and going undercover. Like New York, nigga playing ice for the sport, taking bitches to the finest resort, spending G's at ease, women scraping up their knees and elbows. I'm pitiful as I'm fuck wittable. Niggas bite my shit cause they style a stocky. And my sister 16 and play more ice than hockey. Rock me, nigga. I got guns that can't miss you. And once the bullets hit you, they tearing up all the tissue. So fuck the rest of them. Gilly is the bust of them. And if you testing them, then you probably get shot with the Smith and all the rest of them. There ain't no question them. You know, we blessing them. No, and I came in with the hook. He said, no question them. You know I'm blessing them. I came in the hook. We them boss niggas, so we do boss things. Like rocking icy chains and fat ass diamond rings, boss niggas. So what I'm saying is, we niggas wasn't rapping like that in Philly.
Right.
Cause Philly was a town where niggas' whole thing is we get money, we put that shit on, we getting at these broads. We don't want no problem, but if you get out of pocket, I'm gonna pop the shit out of you. That was our rap style. So nobody was rapping on that time in the cadence that we had. We had a different cadence. Right. So our whole thing was like, all right, we gonna rap, but we going. So we wasn't looking at nobody like it was no competition for us, because we wasn't looking at nobody in the same way, because everybody had different styles. This one rap wasn't based off of one thing. Now a lot of dudes feel as though they can't rap if they not rapping like you got a lot of dudes out here that can rap. They intimidated because they're like, damn, I can't rap and just do my regular music. I gotta be talking about drilling some shit. I gotta rap like I'm from Chicago. I gotta rap like I'm from Atlanta. I gotta rap, and it's like, hold up. No, you can rap the way you rap. It's an audience out there for you.
Right.
But you got to be able to connect with your audience, respect your audience, and know that the audience that might be Meek Mill's audience or Uzi audience or P&B Rock audience ain't your audience. Your audience might be somebody else. And there's a bunch of people that's looking out there for you, but you're not going to connect with them if you're trying to be like somebody else or worrying about somebody else.
Right.
Audience.
You never know if you might have that special sound. You never know. The people that stick out the most to me, my DM is people that are creative and different, because mm-hmm. people, the niggas that rap the same is just like, the way you compete in that way is who got the most money in the video, the best cars, because you niggas all sound the same. Mm-hmm. So whoever like got the most drip or they flexing the most, that's who wins that competition. But if you are the nigga that stand out, you sound a little different, like you stick out. You stick out to the point for a motherfucker at least say, you hear this weird ass shit? Like at least that enough for somebody to be interested in you. Not none of that dibbity boppity bop bop hippity shoppity that shit y'all be sending me.
Go ahead.
With them guns pointing at the camera. Crazy ass niggas. 50 guns in the room. What the fuck are we doing? Like, what are we doing? 50
guns, 50 niggas, not one bitch.
Like, it's so weird. When I grew up, that's how they videos
dicks,
and 50 shit.
50 dicks.
Watching we that, they in the no club. Chips. They got on leather jackets and Rolexes and shit. Y'all niggas look stanky and scary. Like, I am scared. I can't fuck you. I'm scared to death.
Hey, let's get into $1 million worth of game.
Me.
Whatever happened to motherfuckers staying down with a motherfucker that's been riding it out with him? You know, we live in an era now where a motherfucker could put in a bunch of time with you, mm-hmm. help you upgrade your shit, believe in you, and then, and I'm talking to the niggas because I see a lot of niggas out here do this, and then soon as you get on your feet, you roll right out on the chick. You looking for an Instagram model. You looking for... All these niggas want a looker, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Tone? Yeah. Everybody want that piece that when they the walk
illusion.
In...
The illusion. That you seeing on Instagram. That
they don't want
real.
A motherfucker that's really down for
really
them.
Down for you.
I don't give a fuck what Toot look like. If Toot went to jail with me, nigga...
A lot of these bros ain't going to jail with nobody.
Nigga, Toot went to jail, did 10 days, nigga. Then when we got bailed the fuck out, she said, if I got to do 2 years, I could do it.
That's Toot. Toot, I ain't know Toot was
oh,
really
yeah.
wild.
Hey,
like
look, when we was in Mexico, I found out about shit about Toot. Toot's a rider.
Toot's different.
She's definitely
like, gangster. She ain't around because she look good.
That's a bonus.
That's she a fucking bonus.
She do look good.
Like, she around because I know she got my motherfucking best interest at heart. I know she's a motherfucker. She's down for me for real. You motherfuckers that have a woman that's down with you for real. But y'all niggas be Elvis Presley out this bitch to get a bad bitch. Oh, I gotta have that bad bitch. I gotta need that.
And bad bitch, as they would say, they ain't right. got nothing to do with how she look.
Right.
How a chick treat you, how she respect you, how she respect you when you ain't around. You know what I'm saying? How she carry your name when you ain't around?
Yeah.
Do she got a priority in it right? Do she ready to go? Is she the type of woman that ready to go to Saks and buy some clothes and fuck her money up and can't pay her rent? Or is she the chick that no, I'm cool on that. I'm stacking my paper together. I'm getting my credit right. I'm making sure I'm cool. Like, what type of woman is she?
Right.
Or she just want to be lit and just doing it for the gram?
Right.
And her whole gram persona is more important than y'all relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm. And these niggas be doing it for the gram. Mm-hmm. These niggas be wanting to take the pictures. Yeah, you got my little bad bitch. Right. That, you know what I mean? Niggas be looking for that looker. And then they end up with a hooker.
I played myself the fuck out like that.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Niggas be looking for a looker. Then they end up with a hooker.
You played yourself up wow.
And then she fuck a bunch of niggas. And then he going to beat up. And the police going to book him.
Pretty face. Then got you fucked up.
So when you were looking, you own.
Mona got a pretty face.
Tone was looking for a look that ended up with a hooker. Then he beat up and the police going book.
Well, where did you feel like you made a mistake at? Like, where you fuck up at? You was too.
Because
you was more
I knew
interested
she was
in
a hoe and I tried to save her.
Oh, you knew she was a.
Yeah, niggas be knowing.
So you threw your cape on them. Tone, you never told us you threw your cape on.
Hey, look, you
I appreciate you for keeping it real.
Niggas be knowing, bro. You know.
Niggas be knowing, huh?
Hey, look, the bitch
niggas
too pretty.
Be,
every
nigga's
gonna be hollering
something.
At her. That's like when you get in holler, like you fucking with a pretty bitch. Mm. She always gonna have another nigga that's trying to shoot they shot.
Can I tell you a secret?
That's just a fact.
Even ugly bitches is like that.
But no. But when you got a pretty bitch that like when you walk in and she's the one in the room that everybody like goddamn. Like to the point to where like I remember we going out like niggas in the club gonna try to shoot they shot. I'm like, come on, dog, don't you gonna have a bad night? But
damn.
Hey, look. You, hold on, nigga. You had a bad night fucking with me, nigga. Like,
yo, that was legendary. That nigga said you gonna have a bad.
I
never heard
that. Tell you
done.
That when a woman leaves
I'm
her
done.
House,
with
a to the
shit
time
out
a woman comes back in, somebody's trying to fuck her ugly or not. I understand what you're saying, though. But women are approached constantly. I don't give a fuck what you say.
He told it.
It's a fact. An ugly chick gonna get approached too, but not like a pretty bitch. Period.
What? Oh my God. Hey, don't talk to my bitch, nigga.
If
you
I was a man,
night,
I wouldn't want the girl that everybody want. But yo. Niggas get a kick off that. You get a thrill out of that you got the best looking bitch.
No, I'm just saying it's something about.
Hey, y'all know y'all be like that. Hey, if you walking down the street with the bomber and a nigga say something. God damn, she got a fat ass.
Because y'all both got real nice looking women.
Hey, look, he going to go to police officer and make it real quick.
See me, I'm different. You feel what I'm saying? Because I get a kick out of I sit in the car, two to walk, and why she in there. I'm just looking at her walk around, and then every time she walk past a nigga like this white man don't matter. They like,
right.
I get a kick out that shit.
Right.
Now, a nigga trying to see me with my woman, and you still going, oh, no. Yeah, we going all the way there.
Yeah.
We going all the way
there. He's going to have a bad night, bro.
He's going to have a fucked up. One of us night going to be bad.
Somebody got to die.
Somebody night definitely going to be the fuck bad, because now you disrespected me as a man. You looked at me and said, oh, fuck you bitch ass nigga, man, what's up? Okay, so cool. Now the respect as men go out the window, because I'm never the type of nigga, I don't give a fuck if I was single. I never would see a nigga with a bitch. I don't give a fuck what this nigga look like. He look like the ultimate pussy. I'm never disrespecting this girl at all. Correct. That I just don't live by that code, because I understand that a nigga will kill you about his bitch.
Yes, as a female,
I will
that shit is
down
scary.
You about too. You fucking disrespect me, I will down the shit out you. And yep, and you gonna come see me up the motherfucking joint. You will never play with my motherfucking wife. That's why you thought I wasn't on Love and Hip Hop. Because soon as I told them, this shit ain't made up. This shit is 20 plus years. Right. You're not going to have a bitch hit my wife. Mona's going to be on the motherfucking ground, right. Ass naked.
Right. Damn.
Security, and not you, Mona Lisa Scott.
I know.
You're fucking right.
Mona Scott, yeah.
Everybody, I just got a thing from back in the day when I used to put that thing out, make you take your fucking clothes off.
Okay, so that's just your thing. Some shit.
He loved for men to take their clothes off when he got his gun out.
Yeah, that is spicy, though.
He liked to have his gun out.
So you straight walk naked, in, bro. Take that shit off. Bow.
No, yeah. I just made a couple niggas leave out the studio ass naked. That's all.
That is spicy, though. Hey, nigga, take your shit off, nigga.
Right, then throw niggas off.
If you wanted the rappers that had to strip niggas, comment below.
Walk out like this and all your jeans and shit. That's some old other shit, man. That's back in the day, man.
It's crazy, bro.
Hey man, stop bringing up old shit. I changed my life. Fuck wrong with you? There's two things about us that you niggas can't say. We changed our lives.
We good. Yeah, ain't nobody. Yeah,
I'm
dumb
saying.
Shit.
Cause listen, I'm keeping all the way real.
I don't know why men are that disrespectful. Because what I get a lot is like a nigga wait till you with a guy.
What the fuck did you say? I don't know why men do that.
I'm saying that I don't know why men do that, because I don't know what woman would actually be like. Oh, here's my number. You know what I mean? Even if I'm with a male friend, that's not my nigga. I don't like the whole when he turns his back. You like, what's up?
Shit.
Because
if you was with that nigga from Brooklyn and Chris Brett and Trey Songz was like this,
I'm not responding to this.
If Tony the Tiger was like, no. get in the land.
Get in lamb. Yeah.
Lamb talk.
Let me lamb you. I'm a lamb you.
Listen,
he said, I'm a.
I ride the bus with my nigga. I would never get off the
that's
bus.
That's right. Use a real one. Use a real one.
The fuck out. I ride that bus, but you can ride that
lying like a real
fucking
motherfucker.
Like
a
you ain't shit.
Big capper.
You ain't shit.
No, I would never get off the bus with my man. I ride the bus with my man.
Lying like a bitch.
We don't ride the bus, but
she
I would.
She be giving up yams in the lamb.
Listen, I don't know why men do that. I just feel like if you're trying to holler at me and you think it's my nigga, so we're being sneaky, it's like you almost calling me a hoe. So why would I give you my number? Like, because I got a lot of male friends.
You know what time it is. He wanted the pussy. He ain't trying to make you
that
his girl.
That shit is disrespectful. No, but that's what I'm saying. I would never. Like, I don't know no woman that would say, here, take my
number.
Okay.
And then even if you gave him your number, how could y'all ever be anything more than just a fuck?
Exactly.
Man? He know he got you when
exactly.
you was with a nigga.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's the whole spirit and it's offensive. It's almost like when a guy that fucked your friend tries to holler at you. I always get offended by that. Like, I'm never like oh, that's all you
but
think
what
I'm
if
cute
came with a check?
I don't give a fuck, because you still violating me.
You just
say
you're
going to
drop your man
with
a Lambo. You say you're going to leave that nigga on the
stop.
Bus.
Stop. I'm serious. If you fucked one of my girlfriend's family members, anything.
You ever fucked for a buck?
No, never. Now, I fuck for a book like in a traditional way. We boyfriend and girlfriend, that type of way. But not like fuck.
Ain't that crazy? So, you could be under the
it's
title.
It's a total different thing.
So,
I've never fucked a nigga left money on the dresser. Never. I've never met somebody and fucked them. I've never had a one-night stand or nothing. They want me to be whole so bad. They want me to be whole so bad.
So let me ask you a question. So you never gave up some pussy and the nigga just left you some money on the dresser? Damn.
My nigga? No, wait a minute. My niggas left money?
Wait, hold on. You fucked a nigga that wasn't your nigga before.
Yes, I have.
And they never left no money on the dresser.
I've had somebody I'm fucking with look like, but I'm fucking with him. No, you not gonna do that.
Alright, I'm just gonna say the pussy ain't good.
The pussy is amazing. That's the truth. Bring a lie detector in here.
When the pussy's amazing,
it is.
You don't even have to ask.
All right.
You hear me? Nigga gonna give you Cash App for a little of that ass back. You hear me?
True.
So he never Cash App, you left no, you just got a Cash App because of me. Like, I said, you didn't even fucking Cash App.
I already had a Cash App. Shut up.
How the fuck I'm supposed to pay you? You ain't got no fucking Cash App. You ain't had no fucking Cash App. So I knew nigga want Cash App for some ass back.
I already had a Cash App.
And they wasn't leaving no paper on the dresser. Pussy ass trash.
He's joking. He's trying to make me walk down that. I'm not a prostitute.
So you can't sing that Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion song.
No, she cannot sing WAP.
Yeah, okay.
She can sing tap. I started to change my Instagram name. No, she can sing tap.
WAP, don't call me right there.
I got that tap. Trash ass pussy. I got that
tap.
The pussy good. I don't even worry about it.
But a nigga from Delaware told me, he said the pussy ain't shit, but the head is all.
Ain't nobody tell you that.
I'm telling you, little Dirty Raheem from Wilmington.
Dirty Raheem to be in the rap video.
Little Dirty Raheem from Wilmington.
No, call up here. If you fuck me, call up here, please, and tell your story. Come on.
Hold on. Mine about to go crazy.
We got to give him a number on the bottom for them to call. Call up here.
Call 1-800 IPOP white girl. That motherfucking line be going crazy. Yeah,
I'm confident.
Gil.
Tell him.
No, Gil, the way she threw the balls and the dick in her mouth at this thing is amazing. The pussy little loosey-goosey, but she got three kids, Gil, so, you know, that's explainable.
I got two kids.
Oh, two kids. She got
stop
two goosey,
playing with me.
And they both weigh 9 pounds, 6 ounces when they came out.
I only
out. So
had one
vaginally. Pussy low tour.
I had one C-section.
Little loosey goosey, but you could tell it ain't loosey goosey.
All jokes
aside,
I really am a vibe, and I'm a good time. I am.
Mm. All right, but this is
still
you,
out
this,
here.
Okay, so when you give a nigga head,
I
how
change
long?
A nigga whole
no,
life.
Listen, when you give a nigga head, how long do you suck the dick before he got it?
You ready for my answer?
Yeah, I need to know.
None of your fucking business.
Oh, damn.
You don't give up no good head.
What the fuck are you talking about? These questions is crazy.
I'm just saying.
Look at the sound guy.
I want to know.
He can't believe it.
No.
He can't fucking believe the shit that goes on in here. You got two more taps.
No, because listen.
She keeps saying that. She going to fuck you up.
Motherfucker, I'm going to fuck him up.
Because listen, you throwing your fishing, you throwing your line out there in the water.
Yeah, she stay fishing on Instagram.
So good.
So we trying to tell niggas what they in store for.
Don't try to hear what the number is. That's not what this. That's not what's going on over here. Last week y'all tried to auction the pussy off. Listen, this is my kitty cat. I decide what to do with it.
I be seeing you on Instagram
DM
fishing. Look at
I fish sometime here and there. I twerk and everything. You could Cash App me to
get
in my close friends.
That kitty cat like this now.
No, when I was a kid, it would go meow. Now it goes rawr. I got
and
a tiger. DM me. Let's talk about it.
That motherfucker be like,
DM me,
and I just got a vajacial this week. It was amazing.
That motherfucker be like,
when last time you got a vajacial?
What?
A vajacial is a facial for your vagina. I went to Smitten Kitten. You could get it.
Fuck is wrong with you?
I was saying you had a pussy. It was just a joke, but they do it for penises too. It was a joke, but they do it for penises too.
Fuck wrong with
us. Y'all can get a PJ shoes. Shout out to Smitten Kitten. This pussy here, brand new.
She needed
amazing.
You got a coochie butt.
But she needed
you got a
she needed a vajay shoe.
I ain't need shit, but I got
beat up.
Listen, do y'all want to hear about the vajayshoe? Do y'all want to hear about it?
That shit was beat up.
It was amazing.
Beat up vagina.
No,
that they had to throw some vinegar in.
No, they don't do anything. They don't part the C. Ladies at home, never part your C. Never part your C, ladies. When you're doing stuff, most stuff is topical, so it's for the outside of the cat, not the inside. Learn about a kitty cat, little girl. Anyway, a vajayshoe is a full wax, including the butt. There's no hair. You know, you're supposed to get rid of all the hair every 30 days. There's nothing down there. And then they do a mask. And then she does a demi-thermal to, like, guarantee that you won't have any breakouts or ingrown hairs. It's nice. It's nice. And she play, like, smooth jazz in the back out.
Hey, listen, I appreciate y'all for
tapping
y'all
to
today.
One.
Tapping it, man. We out here.
Yeah, Wallow love.
Smitten Kitten.
Shot in his ass, though.
No, he lied.
He lied.
A colonoscopy.
He lied on
me. He's had six since he's been out.
They got six of them in 3 years, man.
That's crazy.
Listen, man, they like, dog, you ain't got nothing
Wallow's
in your ass,
very comfortable
man.
Taking like, a shit. I will say
let
that.
Let me tell you something. But we appreciate you tapping in each and every week. He takes shits everywhere.
He don't give a
Burger
fuck.
Burger King bathrooms and everything.
He don't have no shame. Hey.
Tapping the Rona proof.
He was in jail,
a different type of nigga, man.
Hey, matter of fact, before we get out of here, man, make sure y'all tapping the Rona proof each and every Sunday, nigga. Each and every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. RonaProof.com.
Big facts.
Big facts.
Tone is making y'all that paper. Tone made over $1 million+ for motherfuckers, man. That's what's up, man.
1.2.
1.2 million.
Black lives really do matter.
Just during corona.
I'm
corona.
Next. I'm trying to get some new titties.
Just during the corona time.
Just pandemic. This only through corona.
During the pandemic. Million plus.
www.ronaproof.com. In four plus months.
Yep.
That's what's up, man.
I know. I got to get in. I got to jump in this shit. Fuck.
Everybody keep talking. And that's one of the things. Like, a lot of people be hitting me up like, hey, I got to get started. I want to get started. But y'all not taking the steps because the people that's doing it, they already sending
you
their checks.
Though? You want to know the truth? It's intimidating. In the same way.
But that's the crazy part. I heard you say it's intimidating.
You
want
to hear from the customer? Because like, they even come to my DM like, yo, what's up with him? Because I sit next to you. They want to know. But I just feel like.
Y'all doing more than sitting next to each other.
It's so much shit. Honestly, Tony, it's so much shit. Just like, look at what's going on with you and Jay Morrison. People wake up every day and see shit like that. And frankly, it just scares them. Especially because this is our own people. Because we judge each other like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the thing I like about your program the most is there's so many testimonials of real people. It be on live. Motherfuckers be right there. I make this. I make that. I make that. They be talking.
Yep.
And they real pages. They not fake people. So.
And that's the key is like right now, people understanding that it's not you shouldn't be intimidated because I literally give you 10 steps and you just do it in order. And I give it to you free on the webinar. So it's fucking free. So RonaProof.com every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come learn the 10 steps and learn how to get paid from home.
All right.
Hey, listen, man. We appreciate y'all for tapping in each and every week with us, making us the number one music podcast in the country. Please, barstoolsports.com. Merch. Get your merch.
Get your merch.
Man, we truly appreciate y'all, guys.
Bye.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
Don't call me white girl.
It's only the closer.
Tackler.
It's just like that.
Right! Bye.